This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. My name is Rick Renner, and I'm here again with Joel Renner.
Dad, it's good to be with you.
Oh, I love it when you call me Dad. There's only three guys in the world that can call me Dad, and I love it when you call my name.
I am. I'm one of them.
And one is your brother Paul, and one is your brother Philip. By the way, Philip has a tremendous ministry. You ought to look him up. He's traveling across the United States, going where few people are willing to go to preach the gospel. And Paul, your elder brother, my oldest son, is now the lead pastor of the Moscow Good News Church, doing such a great job. But Joel, thank you for being here. And by the way, Joel, what do you do?
I run the U.S. side of the ministry.
You do?
And everything in the English language for you and Mama, and it's an honor to do it.
You know, when we put Joel in charge of the U.S.-based ministry, the Lord said to me, if you'll obey Joel, I'll bless your ministry. And so I've been obeying Joel ever since we put him in charge. And you know, God has really done amazing things. And Joel, you're a real partner, and I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. But this week, we're answering your questions. We always do this once a year. And we want you to get the whole series, which is called Questions and Answers with Rick Renner 2025. And every year I do this with Joel, and we really look forward to it, don't we?
Oh, yes. The questions are always so good.
Thank you.
And the answers, I think, are so full and complete.
Thank you, Joel. I really enjoyed the last program.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this comes with a great study guide. And I want to draw your focus to one book that I rarely talk about, but it's really a great book. And that is my book called A Life Ablaze. 10 Simple Keys to Living on Fire for God. Now, honestly, right now, everything on our website is 25% off if it is a Renner product. But you got to get this book because it is really an amazing book. But 25% off, that's a big discount.
You know what I like about that book the most?
What?
Your point when you talk about how you need to remember to kindle the fires. You need to remember everything God's done for you.
Well, that's right.
And that is just so practical. Any Christian can follow those.
Wow. Well, today we're going to talk about faith questions. What if your faith is not working? What if it's taking longer for your prayer request to be answered? Those are really important questions. And by the way, if you need prayer, call the number on the screen or reach out to us by sending us an email, and we will pray for you, and we're waiting to hear from you right now. But Joel, what's our first question?
When you're believing and trusting God for something in your life, and it doesn't come to pass yet, how do you know whether it's just not the right time or whether it's the enemy coming against you?
Well, I knew that was question number one. So I opened my Bible to James chapter 1. By the way, I love the book of James. And in James chapter 1, James is writing to his readers that are discouraged because they've been waiting a very, very long time for some things to happen. And he says to them in verse 4, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Well, no one wants patience, but patience is really important.
Mm.
And Joel, the word patience in Greek is the word hupomene. It's a compound of two words. It's the word hupo and the word meno. The word hupo means to be under, as if you're under a heavy load. And the word meno means I'm staying in this spot. I abide. I stay. This is my spot. I'm not moving. It's the same word that Jesus used in John chapter 15 when he said, if my word, meno, abides in you, and if you abide in me, the word meno, he uses it over and over in those verses. It means if my word is fixed in you and unmoving, and if you are fixed in me and unmoving, the word meno describes a resolution. This is my spot. I'm not moving. But when you compound the word meno with the prefix hupo, it becomes hupomene. And it describes a person that is under a heavy, 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 heavy load. But meno, he has resolved, I'm not moving. I don't care how heavy the load gets. I don't care how much pressure you put on me. I'm not budging. I am not flinching. I am not surrendering one inch of space. This is my territory. This is my promise. I am not moving. That's really what it means. And it was used in a military sense to describe soldiers that were to stick it out. They were to outlast all assaults and all pressure and maintain their territory. All of that is in the word patience. And a better translation would be, hang in there, power. That's really what the word patience means. The word hupomene, the ability to hang in there, hold on, outlast, persevere, hang in there, power. That's really what it is. And James says you've got to let it have its perfect work. And also interesting that the word patience is feminine, and he's talking about a perfect work. Well, let's talk about a woman who becomes pregnant. Let's use an example. When a woman becomes pregnant, does she have the baby the next day?
No.
No. And aren't we glad she doesn't have the baby the next day? If you're a woman, aren't you glad you didn't give birth to a baby in 24 hours? That would be the worst horror movie ever made. Can you imagine? If you became pregnant, and immediately, your body began to change so fast, it began to contort. Your hormones begin to change. Everything begins to change. Stretch marks like you've never seen stretch marks as your body enlarges to accommodate a baby in 24 hours and then give birth to a baby 24 hours later. And even if you could give birth to a baby 24 hours later, the room would not be ready. You would not emotionally be ready. You would not be ready for the arrival of a baby. And the very same way, many times when we pray or when we're asking God to do something in our life, or if God has promised He's going to do something in our life, we're believing correctly, the promise is correct, but we're not ready for the manifestation. And the problem, Joel, is never God. It's never God. God's ready to give right now, but we're not ready. It takes us time to get ready to receive and to accommodate what God has promised He's going to give us. And I'll give you an example. When your mother and I first got married, God spoke some things to me. I mean, He spoke it so clear to me. I knew I'd heard from God. And you know, I tried to run out and immediately make those things happen, and I just messed everything up. You know why? I did not have the maturity for what God promised. I wasn't ready for what God promised. I didn't have the experience to accommodate what God promised. But now in my life, I'm seeing all those things come to pass. 45 years later, I'm seeing the manifestation of all those things. You know why? Because I'm ready for it. My experience is up to a place that I can receive what God promised. I can accommodate what God promised. I had to grow into God's promise. I had to grow into it. And sometimes we're believing right, but we're personally not ready to accommodate what God wants to give us. So rather than say, why is God holding out on me? I think it's better to take inventory, to look at your life and see, am I doing what I need to do so that I can receive what God wants to give me? But let's look at the rest of the verse. Verse 3 says, let patience have her perfect work. You got to let it go full term, go all the way, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, I have right here the RIV. By the way, this is one of the products that's being offered for 25% off right now on our website.
And that's an example of what you're talking about.
It is. The RIV, the Renner Interpretive Version.
It was on your heart for years.
Oh, I talked about doing this, thank you, Joel, for decades, actually. Mm-hmm. But then the time came. The time came. But I want to read to you the Renner Interpretive Version of this verse. And when you go to James chapter 1, verse 4, the King James Version says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The RIV, which is not a word-for-word translation, but it is an interpretation, but it is from the Greek text. Here's what the RIV says. But you're the one who must make the choice to let this God-given endurance do its work. And if you'll let endurance run its full course, it will advance you into higher levels of spiritual maturity. Choosing to let endurance run its full course takes work. But if you'll stick with this process all the way to the end, you'll advance to higher spiritual levels in your life. Isn't that amazing?
Beautiful.
So if it seems like it's taking a while for the promise of God to come to pass, don't wag your finger at God and blame Him. Look at yourself and say, what do I need to do to change in my thinking? Maybe you need to make an adaptation in your relationships. Maybe you need to make a change in your finances so that you can accommodate what God wants to give you. I think about Abraham. You know, God promised Abraham that he was going to have a baby. Mm-hmm. It took 20 years for him to receive that promise. Do you know what? He and Sarah could have received it very quickly. Abraham was not ready for the manifestation. He was messing up. He was doing things wrong. He had to grow into the promise before he could receive it. And I think it's encouraging that we can grow into what God has promised us. Amen.
Amen.
Next question.
How do you know if you are moving out in blind faith to a land God will show you, like Abraham, or if you are trying to find God's promise in something He did not intend for you, and you are making an Ishmael decision?
Well, I believe that if you're going to move out and do something dramatically different than you're doing right now, you need to have several confirmations. You need to have the confirmation of your spouse if you're married. You should have the confirmation of authoritative spiritual voices in your life. There's all kinds of lights that are green. You should have the voice of experience, the voice of confirming things happening in your life. Don't move quickly if you're going to do something dramatic. But when you finally know you're supposed to do it, then you got to go through that door with confidence. Now, personally, I did an Ishmael when I was young. I did. I got offended with our pastor. And by the way, Joel, I write about this in our book, our autobiography, which is called Unlikely. That book is so transparent. But I got offended with our pastor because one day he said to me, Rick, I know you're very impressed with yourself. I was young. I didn't even know I was impressed with myself. He said, but I want to tell you, you don't have the ability to go out and ever do a church on your own. And you know, Joel, it offended me. And in my state of being offended, I heard God say, start a church. God did not say that to me. My flesh said that to me. But I interpreted it as God speaking to me, and I was going to show that pastor he was wrong. So I went out and started a church. And Denise and I were in that church for a couple of years. And do you know, Joel, God is so good. He blessed people in that church. People got saved in that church. It was a small church. It was never very successful. People got healed. People got delivered. And the people who went back to that church, they looked back at that experience as a precious time. But I was not blessed. You know why? Because God didn't tell me to start that church. I did. And I call it the Ishmael Church. I did it by myself. I made a mistake. But here's the good news. If you have made a mistake, it doesn't mean everything's over. Ishmael is from the story of Abraham. It was a major mistake. But he wasn't discredited and cast aside because he made a mistake. He just went on and did it right. And in the same way, if you've made a mistake, don't become so discouraged that you say, I'm just going to quit trying. Repent for your mistake and say, all right, Lord, now let's do it right. And you can move on from your mistake. That's what I did. Next question.
Often, what God asks us to do can be scary or cause anxiety because it pushes the boundaries of our faith. How do we know the difference between something God is moving us towards for growth or something that we shouldn't do because we don't have peace on the inside?
Well, peace is very important. In fact, we're told in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, that peace on the inside of us wants to be an umpire. And if you will listen to peace, you'll know when you're supposed to do something and when you're not supposed to do something. Now, if God's asking you to do something you've never done before, it's natural for you to have a little trepidation about it. For example, when God told Joshua to lead the people of Israel across the Jordan. It was at a flood stage. And God said to Joshua, if you put your foot in the water, you put your foot in the water, and the water will begin to separate. Well, I think about my life. Here we are in a studio in Moscow, Russia. When our family moved here, Joel, you were very young. You were just 2 years old. Thank you, Joel.
And thank you for bringing me here.
Joel, haven't we had a wonderful experience?
Absolutely.
But you know, when we came, there were naysayers who said, you shouldn't go. You're moving to the Soviet Union. You're moving to the land of communism. What are you doing? But I just knew at the core of my being, we were supposed to do this. It's kind of like when God called Abraham to leave Ur of the Chaldees. He was the only one that heard from God, but he knew it was right. And he stepped out in faith. And when God called us to this part of the world, God didn't speak to your mother. God didn't speak to you boys. God spoke to me. And I knew that God spoke to me. I just knew it. But Joel, there were confirming voices. I went to my pastor, who was Pastor Bob Yandian. And Pastor Bob said, Rick, I just feel in my heart that you are right on track. That voice was very important for me. You need to listen to your pastor. God can speak through your pastor. God can speak through a sermon. God can speak through a friend. The very root of the matter, you have to know. You have to know. And when you finally make the decision, the day comes when you got to stop praying about it and you got to do it. That day happened for us. In January 27th, 1991, when our family walked onto that plane to move to this part of the world, and when we took off, and I heard the roar of the engines, I heard God speak almost audibly, "Now your ministry begins." And I understood we were starting a significant new chapter. But God didn't speak that word to me until we were on the plane and the engines were roaring. He waited till I was on the plane. And likewise, when you step out to obey God, God will begin to speak to you. And you know what? I'm so glad we obeyed. And if you know that God has spoken to you, you'll be so glad that you obeyed. There's a life of adventure waiting for you. If you feel like you've been living in a black and white world, the moment you say yes and you walk through the door to obey, you will step into a full color spectrum. And you will experience life as never before. Amen.
Amen. Joel? The Bible talks a lot about small beginnings and being faithful in the little things. But God always gives people assignments that are bigger than they are able to do on their own. How do you make progress to reach the vision?
Well, you do it one step at a time. You know, when I was a younger man in 1977, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, write, 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 and I'll prosper what you write. So I went to the keyboard and I began to write. And do you know what I wrote first? Tracts. I wrote small little leaflets because that was my level. But God was watching to see if I was going to be faithful. And then I wrote a second book. My very first book was called The Perfect Gift. It's never been published. I was just 17 years old. But I began to obey the Lord. And sometimes you don't know how to do everything God's told you to do, but you just got to get started. And you know the next step after you take the first step. It's like in our TV ministry, reaching around the world, Joel. Think about all the times that you and I sit together and we talk about what we should do, what we shouldn't do, where we should expand. We want to take the trusted teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth. And of course, it takes a lot of finances to do it. So you pray, you analyze, and you take one step at a time. And then you see the next step to take and the next step to take. But if you're afraid to begin with small beginnings, then you're never going to get started. Because everything starts with small beginnings. And by the way, it's a good thing because you're not ready for a big bang if you've never taken the first step. All of those steps contribute to your growth and to your development so you can accommodate the whole thing that God wants to give you. Joel?
What do you do if you know the call of God on your life, but it is a fight to see it come to pass in your life?
Well, you just keep fighting. You just keep fighting. You say, well, why am I fighting? Well, first of all, you got to fight yourself. Your biggest enemy is you. If you can overcome you, you can overcome the devil and everything else. You got to overcome your fear. You got to overcome your worrying about what other people think. You got a lot to overcome. You got to overcome the enemy. But you just keep overcoming and remember that you are an overcomer. Anyone that is born of God is an overcomer. That's what the Bible says. You have everything in you you need to do whatever God's asked you to do. God just needs you to say yes and decide to get started. Joel, we're out of time.
This has been so good.
Thank you, son, for being with me today. And thank you for being with us today. And we'll be back in just a moment, and we're going to pray for you. Hey, my name is Rick Renner, and somebody has asked the question, Rick, what do you think of artificial intelligence and all the new technologies? Well, it makes me think of when the TV first came out, everybody was afraid of the TV, and there were entire denominations that said you were in sin if you had a television in your home, and because of that, Christians lost a lot of great opportunities. I think we need to be careful with artificial intelligence, but we don't need to be afraid of it. We need to use it as long as it's usable and it's safe, but we need to use our mind. We need to know what we're willing to do, what we are not willing to do, and we need to listen to the Holy Spirit as we begin to use any kind of new technology, including all kinds of forms of social media. All of it is a way to reach people, and we need to do the best we can, and we need to avoid what the Holy Spirit tells us to stay away from.
This week, you can order all Renner products for 25% off. Take advantage of our cyber sale and stock up on powerful teaching resources this holiday season. It's the perfect time to invest in your spiritual growth or bless someone you love. In Questions and Answers with Rick Renner 2025, Rick tackles some of the most pressing spiritual questions believers are asking today. This five-part series will equip you with biblical insight and wisdom as you learn who is restraining the Antichrist, how to know if God is guiding your steps, what may be hindering your healing. This teaching is available in digital or physical formats starting at just $11. We are also offering you Denise Renner's book, Jesus is Your Healer, for $20, and Mike Clark's book, There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel, for $20. Additionally, you can order the Fire and Foundation Bundle. Stock your library and go deeper into the Word of God. All Renner products are 25% off during our holiday cyber sale. Don't miss this special offer. The bundle of the series, Questions and Answers with Rick Renner 2025. Denise Renner's book, Jesus is Your Healer. Mike Clark's book, There's a Light at the End of Your Tunnel, and the Fire and Foundation Bundle. Call the number on your screen now or go online to renner.org to order Renner products at a special holiday discount. Call or go online now.
Hey, this is Rick Renner, and I'm standing inside the partner care department of our ministry, and this is where the action takes place. Thousands of phone calls every day and every month come into this place from people reaching out to us, and this is my precious mother who is in heaven, and she established this part of the ministry. But these are the principles we are dedicated to feed the entire flock God has brought to this ministry, to strengthen those who are diseased in any area of their lives, to bring healing to those in need of any type of healing, to bind up those who are broken in any area of their lives, to bring back those that have been driven away, to reach the lost, and to take the gospel and the trusted teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth, to shepherd the flock that God has caused to hear the voice of this ministry, and to help them grow in their relationship with Christ and become powerful Bible-based believers equipped for these last days, and to thank and minister to partners whose sacrificial gifts have enabled this ministry to fulfill its call around the world. And we are very committed to these principles. And if you're a partner, you know we're very serious about that. But hey, right now we're trying to pay off this facility. So would you please become a part of the ministry expansion giving team so we can pay off this facility and then keep taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. And my friends, together we can do this. And I want to say thank you so much. Well, today I've been here with Mr. Joel Renner. Hasn't it been good, Joel?
Absolutely. We've gone through so many questions.
Joel, why do we only do this once a year? I have such a good time when we do this.
Well, we should do it more often.
Well, we're doing programs called Questions and Answers with Rick Renner. We do it every year, and this is number 2025. So this is Questions and Answers for 2025. If you have the others, you don't have this one, because these are brand new questions, and it comes with a study guide. Joel, we work hard on these study guides,
don't we? Absolutely.
So how many study guides do we have?
At this point, we have over 160.
160 study guides. Think about that. We put so much work into all these materials, and we do it for you. But you can get these things by going online. And right now, everything at our ministry website, if it is a Renner product, is 25% off. You know, Joel, we're in the season when people are thinking about what to buy for the holidays. I just want people to be able to load their friends with wonderful teaching from the Word of God. So we've offered everything, if it's a Renner product, for 25% off. And just go online to order whatever you want or give us a call. And when we reach out to us, remember, we're waiting to pray for you. We really are. So call the number that's on the screen, or if you wish, you can send us an email. And when we hear from you, we're going to obey the Word of God. We're going to pray scripturally. God's going to hear us, and Jesus is going to do what needs to be done. And we're going to pray for you right now. So put your hand on your heart. Father, Joel and I right now pray for my friend. Lord, we pray that you would help them get started at whatever you've called them to do and give them the faith and the courage and the stamina just to keep going and push through every obstacle. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tomorrow we're going to be back, and we're going to answer another category of questions, so don't miss it. But until then, remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
Renner Ministries is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through every available media avenue to the uttermost parts of the earth. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity. This program was made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.